Hello students, so once again with module 3 of chemical reactions and equations, chapter 1, class 10th chemistry. In our previous module, we studied about combination reactions and decomposition reactions with examples. Now, in the present module, we'll be discussing displacement reaction, double displacement reaction and neutralization reaction. So to begin with displacement reaction. A single displacement reaction is a chemical reaction in which one or more element or elements replaces another element or elements in a compound. It can be represented like A plus BC gives AC. So A has displaced B from BC and B is out. So displacement reaction can be defined as more reactive metal displaces a less reactive metal from its salt solution. Let us see some examples here. We have copper sulfate solution, and when we put iron in it, what happens? The iron, which is more reactive than copper, displaces copper from copper sulfate, and iron sulfate is formed, and copper is displaced. Next reaction, silver nitrate with copper. Copper displaces silver from silver nitrate and forms copper 2 nitrate, and silver is displaced. Zinc plus dilute HCl, zinc chloride and hydrogen is released. Calcium, when reacts with water, calcium hydroxide and hydrogen is released. So we can say that in these two reactions, zinc is more reactive than hydrogen and calcium is more reactive than hydrogen. Therefore, in both the reactions, hydrogen is getting displaced. Let us see the important features of displacement reaction. We say that high reactive metal displaces low reactive metal. Displacement process is a slow reaction. And in this type of reaction, metal displaces other metal from its salt solutions. Already we have seen some reactions like zinc displaces copper from copper sulfate, lead displaces copper from copper chloride, and lead chloride is formed. Similarly, now you see zinc and lead, we can say here, more reactive than copper and they displace copper from its compounds. Let us do an activity. We take three iron nails and clean them by rubbing with sandpaper to remove the undesirable substances. Then we take two test tubes which are marked A and B, and in each test tube we take 10 ml of copper sulfate solution. We tie two iron nails with a thread and immerse them carefully in copper sulfate solution in test tube B for about 20 minutes and keep one iron nail aside for comparison. After 20 minutes, take out the iron nails from the copper sulfate solution and compare the intensity of the blue color of copper sulfate solution in test tube A and B. What we observe that iron nail becomes brownish in color and the blue color of copper sulfate solution fades. Okay, so and finally the solution's color changes to green. So what we can say that iron is more reactive, so it starts reacting and it starts displacing the copper from copper sulfate solution. So slowly the color fades and finally the copper is completely displaced and iron sulfate or iron 2 sulfate, we call it as ferrous sulfate, is formed, which is green in color. So this is an example of displacement reaction, and we can say that iron is more reactive than copper. The reactivity of metals we can understand through reactivity series. We say that it's a series in which metals are arranged in increasing order of reactivity. The most reactive metal is present at the top of the series and the least reactive metal is present at the bottom of the series. So we can say that in this series, the metal which are lying above in the series can displace the metal lying below in the series from its salt solution. For example, like we can say that potassium is at the top. Potassium can displace calcium, can displace sodium, can displace magnesium from its compounds. This is very important so that we can easily understand the single displacement reactions. Moving on to double displacement reaction, A double displacement reaction is a type of reaction in which two reactants exchange ions to form a new compound. So new compounds are formed rather. So double displacement reactions typically result in the formation of a product, that is a precipitate. Already in my first module, I told you what is precipitate. Precipitate is what? The insoluble substance which is formed during a reaction. So double displacement, there is mutual exchange of ions between the reactants to form new products. Let us see some examples, like lead nitrate reacts with potassium iodide. We get potassium nitrate and lead iodide, which is a precipitate. A down arrow is representing the precipitate formation in a chemical equation. Silver nitrate reacts with sodium chloride. Silver chloride precipitate is formed and NaNO3 solution is formed. FeCl3, ferric chloride, iron 3 chloride reacts with ammonium hydroxide, and ammonium chloride and ferric hydroxide precipitate is formed. This is brown in color. Aluminium nitrate reacts with ammonium hydroxide and aluminium hydroxide precipitate. We say jelly-like precipitate, it's a white gelatinous precipitate, and ammonium nitrate is formed. All these reactions you can do it in your lab and you can see the color of the precipitate and the formation of precipitate. Okay, so let us do one activity here. We'll take 3 ml of sodium sulfate solution in a test tube. In another test tube, we take 3 ml of barium chloride solution and we'll mix 2 solutions. A white precipitate, curdy white precipitate is formed, which settles down because it is bulky in nature. So it settles down, particles are bigger in size, and it settles down in a colorless solution. So what is this colorless solution? Sodium chloride. So this insoluble substance formed is a precipitate, and the formula of the precipitate is BaSO4, called as barium sulfate. So the reaction is what? Sodium sulfate aqueous reacts with barium chloride aqueous to form barium sulfate precipitate and sodium chloride, which is a colorless solution. You can see in the picture a curdy white precipitate is formed, which is barium sulfate. Let us do the characteristics of double displacement reaction. We can see that in a double displacement reaction, the mutual exchange of ions takes place between the reactants to form new products. Usually, double displacement reaction results in the formation of a precipitate. Then, chemical bonds between the reactants may be either covalent or ionic. And double displacement reaction is also called double replacement reaction, or we can say double decomposition reaction. Okay. So here you see in the picture, it is written spectator ions. See here a reaction which is taking place between NaCl and AgNO3. You can see that AgCl precipitate, which you can see settle down at the bottom, and Na ions and NO3 ions, that is NaNO3, still there. So you can see, children, before the reaction, the ions like Na ions, NCl ions, NO3 ions and Ag ions are there. So after the reaction, again, Na and NO3 ions are remaining same. So their ionic form is remaining the same. They are the same as before the ionic form. So we call it a spectator. There is no change after the reaction in these ions. Whereas AgCl has formed a precipitate. So that is called, that is what? Spectator ions. Okay. So which are present in the reactant side and as well as product side. That is before reaction and after reaction. So you can see such spectator ions in double displacement reaction. Moving on to next reaction, that is neutralization reaction. A neutralization reaction is very much familiar to us. It's a chemical reaction between an acid and a base which produces more neutral solution. So we say that acid plus base gives salt and water. So like HCl, NaOH, we get NaCl and water. HCl, KOH, we get KCl and water. Nitric acid, HNO3, reacts with milk of magnesia, magnesium hydroxide, and we get magnesium nitrate and water. So what are the characteristics of neutralization reaction? Neutralization is a process when acid and base react to form salt and water, which is said to be neutral. The pH of the neutral is very important. pH of the neutralized solution depends on the strength of acid or base involved in the neutralization reaction. Children, we know that there are strong acids, there are strong bases, weak acids, weak bases. When we say strong acid, meaning it dissociates completely into its ions. If I take 1 mole in 1 liter, suppose HCl 1 mole in 1 liter, if I take and dissolve, I get 1 mole of H ions in 1 liter and 1 mole of Cl ions in 1 liter. So that is what we say complete dissociation. So strong acids, they dissociate completely, and strong base also like NaOH, if I take 1 mole in 1 liter, then if I dissociate, then 1 mole of Na ions in 1 liter and 1 mole of OH ions in 1 liter I will be getting. So that what does it mean? That the essence, that is the net reaction, is between H plus and OH minus to form H2O. Therefore it's completely neutral solution which we get. So strong acid and strong base, when they react, the solution is expected to be neutral, because it simply involves the combination of H ions and OH ions to form water. But if a strong acid is mixed with a weak base, then the solution or the salt which is formed is what? It may not be neutral, its pH may be slightly lower, because it is formed from a strong acid. Now, if a weak acid is mixed with a strong acid, then the salt formed is basic, meaning like acetic acid. All edible acids like acetic acid, tartaric acid, citric acid, these acids are weak acids, and when it reacts with a strong base, we get a salt which will be slightly basic. So that is why the pH of the neutralized solution in a neutralization reaction depends on the acid and base from which it is formed. We can see here the ionic equations to understand it better. So when equal amount of strong acid like HCl and a strong base like NaOH is mixed, we get NaCl and water. So it has the products of the reaction do not have characteristics of either acid or base. Like simply the reaction will be neutral. Now if the acid, like here you can see the ionic form. As I said, the net reaction is H plus and OH minus to form H2O. So the chemical reaction occurring in aqueous solutions are more accurately represented with net ionic equation. So we can say HCl we have written H plus and Cl minus plus Na plus and OH minus, and then it gives Na plus and Cl minus and undissociated water. So since the acid and base both are strong, they are fully ionized, so they are written as ions, and we can see that NaCl is a product. So sodium and chloride ions, children, here before the reaction and after the reaction, they are the same. They can be called as spectator ions in the reaction. And so net reaction, as I said, it involves H plus and OH minus to give H2O. So this is the ionic equation for neutralization reaction. Let us see some application of neutralization reaction. See, in the construction site, we have some messy jobs going on, like pouring concrete and working on it. So in this process, what happens? Lot of wastewater with alkaline pH is generated. So as per the regulations, this wastewater should be cleaned up at the site and it should be neutralized. So what they do, they bubble CO2 inside the water, and then due to that H2CO3 is formed, and carbonic acid we say, and this solution brings down the alkaline pH and it will be closer to the nucleus. So this is important. Then you see rubber industry, ammonia solution, ammonium hydroxide is used to prevent the coagulation of latex, because ammonia solution neutralizes the acid produced by bacteria in the latex. So the latex can get coagulated due to the acid which can be formed due to some decomposition. So if you put ammonia solution, that will neutralize that acid and it will prevent the coagulation of latex. Ninth class you have studied latex is actually a colloidal solution. So when we add acid, it or due to acid, the latex can coagulate, can convert into a ball, and it may not be of no use. Yes, then bee stings contains formic acid which are acidic in nature. So these stings can be neutralized by a base like baking soda and all, we can apply and we can neutralize the acid. Then antacids are basic in nature because when excess acidity is there in the stomach, then we can take these antacids which act against acid and neutralizes the excess acid in the stomach. Okay, then you see that tooth decay that happens due to the decomposition of food material which are adhering to the teeth due to that pH goes down, and then what happens, that it may corrode enamel and all. So we use toothbrush, we brush our teeth with the toothpaste, and that will be neutralizing the excess acid which is formed because toothpaste is basic in nature. So let us summarize. In this module, we started with single displacement, where we have seen that more reactive metal displaces less reactive metal from its salt solution. Double displacement reaction, where there is mutual exchange of ions between the reactants to form new products. Neutralization reaction, where acid and base combines to form salt and water. And if it is strong acid and strong base, the salt form will be, or the solution will be, neutral. Thank you.